Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got Amanda Bolte, the substance abuse counselor at Eagle View Community Health Systems in Aquaca. Amanda, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Did you dodge some raindrops coming in today?
I definitely drove through some rain on the way here.
It is fall. Are you a fall person?
I am not.
I am not either.
I'm a spring person.
Really? Okay. Yes. Summer? You like summer?
Summer is okay. Not when it gets overly hot.
Sure.
But yes,
sure.
I like spring when it's starting to warm up and things are starting to come back alive. And
you and I are in the minority that don't like fall.
Right.
I think we're the only two people in this area that don't like fall.
Probably.
That's okay. We can handle that.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. Tell us a little about yourself first before we get started here.
So I grew up in Stronghurst and have moved away for a while. And about 10 years ago, we came back to the area and we've been in Macomb since then. But as far as being a counselor, I've been a counselor for about 20 years now. And I've worked in the substance use field and just about any aspect you can think of, inpatient, outpatient, in a prison system. I've done prevention work, worked with people with severe mental illnesses in addictions. So I feel like I've kind of run the gamut of all of them.
Yeah, I would say you've probably seen it all, but just as soon as you say that, something else happens where you haven't seen it all.
100%.
Yeah.
People never cease to amaze me at what they come up with next to
sure.
try, or what the new drug is out on the market that people are using.
Eagle View. Tell us folks about Eagle View.
So Eagle View is a federally qualified health center in Aquaca and Stronghurst, and we do medical, dental, and behavioral health services. So with a federally qualified health center, that means that we help people that maybe don't have insurance or are underinsured, and they can qualify for a sliding fee scale for our services.
Good. Okay. Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts of what you do. Let's just start just kind of the definition of substance abuse.
So substance abuse, and in all honesty, we don't even use the word abuse anymore in the field. So substance use is looked at three different categories, mild, moderate, or severe. And so substance use in general is just the use of, you know, drugs or alcohol, legal or illegal substances, and just whatever people use to become intoxicated.
You know, that's actually very interesting. You don't use the term abuse anymore. It is use. And, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah. So a lot of it has to do with the stigma that
sure.
is surrounding substance use and getting away from the words addict and alcoholic. People still identify with those words, obviously, especially, you know, people that are going to Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholic Anonymous meetings. But we're trying to get away from that language just so that stigma is not there. Because when you say the words addict or alcoholic, people tend to have a very negative opinion of these people. And they're just human beings. They have a disease, just like me with having diabetes. I have a disease. Does that make me less of a person because I have a disease? Absolutely not.
That's a great way of looking at it, Amanda. Great way of looking at it. Well, as the pandemic, COVID-19 started in the early spring, late winter. What's it been like from your position, your job, through this pandemic?
The pandemic obviously has been extremely hard on people in a lot of ways. Substance use wise, the numbers have skyrocketed, which totally breaks my heart. But even just looking at alcohol sales compared to this time last year, it is three times, if not more, than what it was at this time last year. And yes, alcohol is a legal substance, but people are still having that physical dependency, I'm using that word, to the alcohol. And it's just kind of mind-boggling, to be honest.
Yeah, they say the whole thing, of course, physically you can get sick with COVID-19, but the mental part of it, really people are starting to focus on a little bit.
Yes. Yes, because the mental health has been really rough. We've been, you know, in lockdown for months, not being able to see our family and friends like we normally would, you know, especially, and I focus on this a little bit more just because I have kids that are in school, the school age kids, you know, how they had their sports seasons taken from them, mm-hmm. their normal school activities taken from them, their graduations and proms, and the mental health issues with this coincide with substance use, because when people get depressed or they get anxious, they self-medicate, and they self-medicate with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, if you've already got issues, and I'll use the word issues, I don't know if it's the correct word, but if you've already got issues and going into something like this where you're stuck at home, it just increases the issues, the chance of the issues.
100%, absolutely. And this time of year, also for people, when it starts getting dark and gloomy, and this is another reason I'm not a big fan of fall, because I see what it does to people. Already we have seasonal affect disorder, you know, people don't, you know, function very well without sunlight, which is why I think I love spring the most, because then you can kind of see people awaken too and kind of come out of that fog that they've been in all winter. So that concerns me as well, because even though we've already been shut down and COVID's already hit, we're still not out of this, and we're going into one of the worst depression seasons of the year anyway.
And that's interesting as well, because I'm a generally pretty happy person. But I am less happy once fall rolls around, just because, you know, I like sun. I like getting out and doing things. And so, I mean, I don't have any issues besides being a sportsaholic, I guess we'll call it that. But I can't imagine how it'll be with somebody with issues and, you know, gloomy days and rain and.
Right. Well, and people with substance use issues also are more apt to put themselves in situations, honestly, with COVID, that because they're so impulsive anyway, and they like to be around other people. So they're still having parties or still being around other people. So they're exposing themselves more. And that's kind of a scary thought when it comes to COVID also. And just, you know, they don't like to be holed up throughout the winter. So they'll be out and about more. So be careful out there, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the effects of maybe some increased use.
So the effects of increased use, a lot of what we see in this area, besides alcohol, which alcohol will always probably be the number one substance that people use, but we see a lot of meth and opiate use in this area. And I don't think people have the awareness of the opiate use that we probably should. We've seen some overdoses, not necessarily in Monmouth, but Galesburg definitely has had some overdose deaths from opiates. And so the effects of that, you know, is death. Like, that's truly one of, and that's an end all. Like, but also with meth use, you know, we're seeing people, an increase in crime and other things, in the area too.
Yeah. Everybody knows that meth is an issue, but I don't, like you said, I don't think people know to the extent that it's an issue.
Yes. And that's one of the great things about Warren County. And when I worked over here, I was helped start the drug court program here. So we're giving those people an opportunity to correct their behavior, and not necessarily send them to prison, because we do have a huge meth problem in this area.
Sure. All right. Know how to seek help. That's kind of one of the questions we have.
Right. So, and that's one thing that a lot of people aren't aware of either, is how easy it truly is to seek help. All you have to do is make a phone call. Make a phone call to Eagleview or any of the other treatment providers in the area. They're going to do a phone screening with you or ask you some questions. And then all you have to do is come in for an appointment. And at times, I mean, you can even walk into the clinic and say that you need help. And they're going to get you set up with a counselor and have somebody talk to you and get you that help.
Let's have one of those numbers right now for the folks.
So for the Aquaca Eagleview office, the phone number is 309-867-2202.
Okay. That's awesome. That's just one of the many numbers that you can get a hold of, but at least we got that one out
right
now.
Right, absolutely.
If you have a loved one that's having issues, what should they do?
So one of the biggest things, you know, is getting help for yourself. And a lot of people, again, don't realize that that's an option. But there are meetings out there in the area for Al-Anon, which is a family-based alcoholic anonymous meeting. But they'll also see people that have substance use issues. You know, get that help. A person has to be willing to call for themselves to get themselves help, but a family member can help them get that phone number, talk to them about it, and encourage them to get the help or even go to a meeting with them.
Yeah, and the number you just gave, even if you're not the one with the issue, that could be the number to call too for
a
loved one.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
And I can talk to a family member or friend or whoever is concerned with that person and help them also.
Here's the next step we take.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Amanda, anything else you'd like to share with the folks this morning?
You know, I just want to make sure the people out there that are suffering with substance use issues know that there are people out there that care about them and want to see them do well. Again, that stigma surrounding substance use is so horrible, but we need to fight together to overcome that, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, Amanda, kudos to you for what you do for the our entire communities, and kudos to the folks at Eagleview for what you guys do as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Got some good information for the folks out there, hopefully. You'll find this on our podcast as well, so if you want to go back and get the number or whatever, but just look up Eagleview, right?
Absolutely.
Got it. Thank you so much, Amanda. Amanda Bolte, substance abuse counselor at Eagleview Community Health Systems in Aquaca here on The Morning Show.